Hello again, friends and neighbors, it's Pastor Bob, and this is today's Daily Respite. Amen. Time for you to set the other things of your life aside and just give yourself a nice little chunk of 10 minutes or so with God. Amen. Just a time to be still and quiet and know your God. Hope you use it that way. Amen. I hope we all have that experience today. Well, today is September 17th. It's Friday. And this is episode, drum roll please. Well, anyway, episode number 40. You know, a great biblical number. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, and Jesus was crucified but came back for 40 days before he ascended to heaven, and on it goes, I guess. Episode 40. And if it's Friday, it's Richard Rohr, and we'll turn to Richard Rohr's daily meditation today. Richard Rohr, the leader of the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque, New Mexico. As you know by now, Richard Rohr does his daily meditations on a weekly theme format. So all the meditations in one week tie together into one theme. We catch Richard Rohr near the end of the week, the end of his theme. But here's a great announcement we can make today since we have Richard Rohr today. We're going to shift our format a little bit for our daily respite. And instead of hearing from a different writer every day, we will hear from the same writer for a week. So we're going to go through 1 week with the same devotional author and thinker. And starting on Sunday, we'll be listening to Richard Rohr for the week. And we'll be able to hear every one of his devotions for his weekly theme. And then on Saturday, he has a great summary of the week. So we'll all be tied into that together starting on Sunday, September 19th. Amen. But let's get to today, because don't we all need a little respite right now? For Richard Rohr, his theme this week has been Hell No. Hell no. And today's devotional title is Who We Are Is Who We Will Be. Who we are is who we will be. Here's the devotion from Father Richard. He says, my colleague, Brian McLaren, has long explored what it might mean to be a new kind of Christian. Brian once wrote a fictionalized story about a pastor asking questions at the edges of his faith. Dan, the book's main character, strikes up a friendship with an older, former pastor who mentors him into a larger, more generous and loving Christianity. This pastor leads Dan through a thought experiment. Here, let's all do this together, this thought experiment. Are you ready? Take a breath and settle in. Imagine that you have just died and passed through the doorway of death, and you enter heaven. And it is a place of intense brightness, a place fragrant with goodness, a place alive with love. The presence of God seems to pervade everyone and everything. In this place, People are humble and genuinely interested in others. It is a place of true freedom, trust, and intimacy. And even though it is a place of great diversity, with people of all cultures and languages and times, all retaining their uniqueness, still, it is a place where no one argues, no one fights, no one hates, and no one complains. Not because they aren't allowed to, but because they don't want to. Because they accept and love one another completely. They are fully alive. Think about how you would feel entering that place. Okay, now I want you to imagine that someone has walked beside you through that doorway of death. And that person has lived his life cramped in hatred and fear, tight in guilt and greed, ingrown in lust and selfishness. He has spent every day of his life complaining and being bitter and blaming others and being ungrateful. He has been suspicious of those different from himself. And he has become an expert at lying and cheating and using others. He is proud, arrogant, unwilling to admit he is wrong. Now, how would that person feel entering that same doorway? Could it be that the very light that seems beautiful to you would seem blinding to him? Could the very warmth of the love of that place, that to you is so perfect, seem to him horrible? Could the acceptance and love and trust and openness that welcome you seem to him disgusting, weak, terrifying, or repulsive? Maybe it's not that there are two places beyond the door of death, heaven and hell. Sometimes I wonder if hell is just what heaven feels like for those who haven't learned in this life what this life is intended to teach. Maybe. Maybe it's not that there are two places beyond the door of death, heaven and hell. Sometimes I wonder if hell is just what heaven feels like. For those who haven't learned in this life what this life is intended to teach. I believe with all my heart that God is not willing for even one person to miss out on the joy and glories of heaven. We are becoming on this side of the door of death the kind of people we will be on the other side. Father Richard continues now. In the Gospels, Matthew's especially, Jesus teaches that we will face consequences for the choices we make in our lifetimes. But they are never for the sake of punishment. Instead, they are a manifestation of God's redemptive and healing love, which will ultimately prevail. Let us pray. Loving God, you fill all things with a fullness and hope that we can never comprehend. Thank you for leading us into a time where more of reality is being unveiled for us all to see. We pray that you will take away our natural temptation for cynicism, denial, fear, and despair, and help us to have the courage to awaken to greater truth, greater humility, and greater care for one another. May we place our hope in what matters and what lasts, trusting in your eternal presence and love. Listen to our hearts' longings for the healing of our suffering world, knowing, good God, you are hearing us better than we are speaking. We offer these prayers in all the holy names of God. Amen.